decades. Somebody is the coach that's not named Scott Terry. Rocky, that's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, there's a little bit there. I mean, Scott did a good job with the program. He's been there for quite a while. He put quite a bit out there for us to work towards and get back to, so that we're back to winning conferences and competing at the level that we were competing at. The last couple of years were a little difficult, but we're going to get there. We're going to get to where we want to be. And, you know, Scott putting all that stuff up there on those banners gives us something to work towards.
When you talk about trying to get better and do some different things along those lines, does that include being able to push the ball up court offensively to put the pressure on the defense, but then on the flip side of the coin, also keep the other team on its heels by playing good aggressive pressure defense on your side of the ball too?
Yes, offensively we definitely want to push the basketball. You know, I've been on the boys' side for quite a few years, and you know, that's what we try to do. We try to push the basketball, take advantage of the skill sets that we had, and we were quick. And on the same part, we got the same thing on the girls' side. We're pretty athletic, and we're not real tall, but we are quick. So we want to get the ball out and up the floor as quick as we possibly can. And then defensively, we want to keep people off balance. So we want to pressure and trap and surprise teams with things here and there, and try to take advantage of what we have with our athleticism.
Who is the one player that is the fastest, the best feet, best hands right now, the quickest person on the roster?
That's probably Kennedy Kerr. She's probably got the best feet. She'll probably be on our the team's best scorer pretty much night in, night out. You know, she's somebody that can score for us as well, but she's somebody that we're going to use to use her athleticism to try to take away the other team's best player as much as we possibly can.
Rocky, I know this is a young team. I know you don't have a lot of returning starters. And with a new coach, just talk about all that. The fact that you've got to get used to the girls, they've got to get used to you, and you've got a really young group. But in a way, is that kind of a good thing when you're a new coach that you don't have 10 seniors that are kind of wondering how their senior year is going to go with a new guy?
I don't know. I think I would like to have 10 seniors. I think that would be great. There's a lot of experience, basketball experience.
Trying to make a positive here, Coach.
But, you know, the one lucky that I do have is the good portion of these girls, I coached them when they were youth. So I coached them in fourth, sixth grade. So I know them. They know me already. I followed them through their seventh and eighth grade years as well. So that the junior class and the sophomore class, and Delaney Peters in our freshman class, you know, a lot of those girls, I have coached them. So they kind of, there was no big shock value as far as me coming in and being the coach. They kind of knew what they were going to get. You know, we're pretty aggressive and we like to get after it. We focus on certain things that we need to get better at. And you know, some of the things that, that they haven't done in the past a lot is, you know, is watching game film. So we're spending a lot of time watching game film, getting them so that they can see what they're doing on the floor and understanding, you know, where we need to get better at. And, you know, they're responding real well. They're real focused. They know that the situation that they're in, being as not only are they young, they're pretty inexperienced at the varsity level. So they know that there's a lot of things in their head spinning right now. But from where we were last week from our scrimmages to where we were this week in our scrimmages, things starting to slow down a little bit. It's starting to make more sense to them. You know, they understand it a little bit better, and it's going to be a progression. We're going to grow each week. You're going to see leaps and bounds from where we're at, you know, come the end of November to where we are middle of December to where we are in January. It's just a big growth period for them.
So how important is the preseason, the scrimmage schedule, just practices up until your first game when you're as young as you are?
Because we were as young as we are, I didn't schedule the max on the scrimmages because we have to put in, they have to learning everything new, all the offensive sets, all the out of bounds plays, all the defensive sets, the press breakers, so everything is brand new. So we need to add that extra time to learn it because there's nobody to ask, you know, how do I do this, because they're all learning it, every person from the seniors down to the freshmen. So it's all brand new for them. So we kind of got a week's worth of working on things, go over it on Saturday, watch film on Monday, Tuesday, and then work on getting better for that next scrimmage the following week. And obviously that's, you know, it'll be our MO until we get to the regular season. And then we'll be watching film and getting ready, you know, once season starts as well.
Second time you've mentioned film. I'm curious. In today's day and age, as much as phones are in front of kids with videos, what do you do to get them to pay attention and then actually apply what it is you're showing for those corrective, teachable moments in the video? And I know sometimes with female athletes, it's a lot different than male athletes, and everything's different than football. So for you, what's the key that you follow to get the bang for the buck, so to speak, that when they're watching video, that it actually means something when they leave the room and go back out onto the court?
We actually had that conversation today.
Wow.
with the girls to help them understand that. And it's similar to the guy size, too. Until they actually sit down with a coach and they break down film, you just watch a game. So you're not really learning from the game. You're just watching what's going on in the game. Where we're spending the time and we're breaking down that we messed up here. Not you messed up here, we messed up here. So when you're in that position, you don't make that same mistake. It's not that so-and-so made a mistake. It's just we're not in the right position. So when you're in the game and you're in that position, that you don't make that mistake. And learning from when we're in our sessions, and we do have huddles, so now all the girls will have – they all have access to it, which is the first time ever for them. They're going to be able to get on, and most of them have all signed up for their accounts because I just got everything set up for them this weekend, and they've been on watching the film from this past weekend. And that's how we want to progress, so that they're learning for the first time. And since they've never done it before, they don't really have bad habits as far as what they're watching and not watching. Right now they're learning for the very first time. So a lot of times when you're learning for the very first time, you're actually really engaged and you want to see it and you want to know it and you want to understand it. You know, you get somebody who's watched film for 2 or 3 or 4 years, sometimes they're not as engaged, they're not paying as much attention because they think they already know it, where they're in the process of trying to learn everything that we're putting in, and the film is the easiest way for them to learn what we're putting in and the mistakes that we're making so that we don't make those mistakes when it comes game time.
Do you edit the footage down, or do you put only putting on there what you want them to see, or are you uploading the whole game on the huddle?
We upload the whole game so they have access to the whole game. Okay. You know, once the season gets going, it'll get broken down to where we can watch offensive sets, defensive sets, inbound plays, out of bound plays, all that stuff, so we can focus on what we want to focus on, depending on who our next opponent is or depending on what we need to improve upon.
And everybody's got to have free data.
That's it. Everybody's got to have free data.
Player can't use that excuse. Coach, my family has a limit on the data plan, I couldn't watch the second half of the game on huddle.
Well, we got film, and there's Wi-Fi at the school, so
just as long as you're not doing it during class.
That's right. Unless it's study hall, and it's okay.
Rocky, who are some of the young ladies that you're impressed with so far? Who are some of the ladies that will be calling out? And I would imagine we've got you opening night, November 27th, at Midview at the DeFranco tournament. And then when we see you again on January 18th over at Open Door, something tells me we're going to see a different Keystone team from November 27th to the night we see him on January 18th.
If everything goes as planned, you will see a huge difference. You won't even recognize the team. It'll probably be a whole lot less of me trying to get girls in the right spots to the girls just playing the game of basketball and understanding it and it becoming a free-flowing look to the game itself. In the beginning, it might be a little choppy trying to get things in and get things run and execute the right way. But I expect by the time we get to January that we're flowing really well.
All right. Well, great. Well, Rocky, anything else you wanted to add before we bring up Tiffany Shields, the head coach of the Oberlin Lady Phoenix?
No, I'd like to make sure that I do mention Alexis Bowen and Faith Baraski. Faith is out. She blew her knee out during soccer. But those two girls this summer, they were our seniors going into the season, and they did a great job once I got the position, getting engaged, making sure that all the girls that were interested in playing basketball were involved, notified, communicated to. They really went out of their way to make sure that they were going to have a successful season for their senior year. I feel bad for Faith, but she's still been around. She's been great to be around, and we still treat her just like she's one of the teammates that's out there on the floor with us, even though she can't be there.
Great. Well, thanks again, Coach, and best of luck. We'll see you November 27th. Z-Man will have you 4:30 in the afternoon.
I'll be reaching out for info, Coach.
All right. I got you. I'll take care of you.